Talk Live. It's your show, and we're kicking off Hour 2 of the Tuesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features you'll find there because they're totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their sites. We do it for free. Freetalklive.com. Well, I have got some pretty frightening news, Mark, for anybody who runs a website. And I know a number of our listeners are involved in websites, and people, you're close to a website that is being run here for Free Talk Live, and I think that people should just be paying attention, even if they aren't running websites, to what the government is proposing here. The government in the form of Senator John McCain, you know, that freedom fighter guy?
Yeah.
He's supposedly so...
Many libertarians like this guy.
Right, he's such a lover of freedom. Well, get this. The legislation drafted by Senator John McCain and obtained by CNetNews.com, as their very libertarian-minded Declan McCullough reports, millions of commercial websites and personal blogs. There's a lot of bloggers out there, too. I guess I didn't even think of that. So if you maintain content online, this could affect you. Millions of them would be required to report illegal images or videos posted by their users or pay fines of up to $300,000.
Good Lord.
If a new proposal in the U.S. Senate comes into law. Now, it's not law yet, but this is going to show you the mindset of this, let's get the citizens to enforce our law mentality, and if the citizens won't enforce, read, rat, snitch, then we'll punish them. That's what's going on here. The legislation would also require websites that offer user profiles to delete pages posted by sex offenders. In a speech on the Senate floor Wednesday,
Now, they have to know. How are you going to know whether somebody's a sex offender or not?
You have to know these things, Mark, as
right.
A website operator. We're trying to protect children here. You don't care about kids.
Well, why don't you tell me who the sex offenders are on my site? Why should I have to know?
There's going to be some sort of database that they're going to want to tie you into. We'll get into that. In a speech on the Senate floor Wednesday, the Arizona Republican and former presidential candidate warned that technology has contributed to the greater distribution and availability and, some believe, desire for child pornography. McCain scored a 31 of 100 points on a News.com election guide scoring technology-related votes. After child pornography or some forms of obscenity are found and reported. So not only are website operators going to be asked to monitor their websites for child porn, which, you know, you could probably see that and figure out what it is, at least some people, but not only child porn, but also so-called obscenity. Now, if we go back in time a little bit here, a few months past in this year, and we look at some of the obscenity cases, we find that obscenity, according to the federal government, could mean somebody spanking someone with a whip during sex. Something, you know, hardcore like that. There have been obscenity cases that have prosecuted porn producers for producing, you know, porn that's not in the mainstream. Porn that sort of caters to a more violent aspect. But nonetheless, it's still porn that is created by people doing it on a voluntary basis. It's not like a snuff film.
In some cases, it doesn't even have to do with pictures. Right?
What?
Wasn't the one gal's just descriptions?
Yeah, there was a chick's site, like a sex story site or something that was shut down, yeah.
Yeah.
Involving children or something.
Yeah, talking about having sex with kids. I would agree that it's gross, but I wouldn't agree that we should be putting these people in jail.
McCain's proposal, called the Stop Online Exploitation of Our Children Act. That's good. Got the children in it, Mark. Do you think this one's going to pass?
Well, you've got to put the children there.
We all know how many legislators actually read the laws that they pass. Probably next to none.
Yeah.
But they do read the titles.
And the titles are good. That's good. That's good.
So it requires that reports be submitted to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which will then in turn forward them to the relevant police agency. Internet service providers already must follow those reporting requirements. But McCain's proposal is liable to be controversial because it levies the same regulatory scheme and even stiffer penalties on even individual bloggers who offer discussion areas on their websites. Because when you go to a blog, at least 99% of them have comment areas. So when a blog entry is posted, there's a comments button, and anybody can post whatever they want, in most cases, on that comments button. And if the blog owner isn't monitoring every single comment that comes onto his blog, and if it's a popular blog, how could you? I can't monitor every post that goes on our bulletin board system. There's 1,300 people there, and I'm just me. How am I supposed to know what they're posting on there?
Yeah,
I specifically
just spend all day.
That. Yeah, we specifically disclaim responsibility from individuals' posts. You post it, it's your responsibility.
As it should be.
Well, that's not how it's going to be if this law goes through. If the law goes through, blog owners, website owners, operators going to be responsible for not snitching out their users. Quote, I'm concerned that there's a slippery slope here, said Kevin Bankston, an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco. Quote, once you start creating categories of industries that must report suspicious or criminal behavior, when does that stop? That's an excellent question. It's kind of a chilling precedent, isn't it? The idea that people, business owners, or people providing a service are being recruited to be snitches for the federal government? I think that's a little disturbing, and I think it's really bothersome that this is already going on the Internet service provider level. So this law, there's a similar law already in place for ISPs. Now we're just talking about making it for everyone who has ever published content that is commentable or postable online.
You know, once a government gets to the point where it's legislating snitching, I don't have a problem with people reporting something that's wrong to the authorities. I don't.
Somebody gets shot out in front of your house? I have no problem. I understand that. Yeah,
That's what the authorities are for. But once they say you are somehow responsible and going to be punished if you don't tell every little thing that your neighbor or your friend or your business associate or somebody you don't even know but you happen to witness is doing, especially when there's no victim in that crime, that's weird Russian kind of thing. You know what I mean? That's
Hitlerian, it's Orwellian.
It's what my mother described to me as the Soviet Union when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of bad stuff that I imagined. I imagined it was dirty. I imagined soup lines, people waiting for food.
And we're to the point
where... people snitching on each other.
Right, and we're to the point where this is happening in the United States, and this guy is talking about proposing a law like this and is probably getting backing for it. Right out in the open. The tyranny is right out in the open in the United States, and people just are completely blissful towards it.
And they just don't even look at it. They don't care.
According to the proposed legislation, these types of individuals or businesses would be required to file reports. Any website with a message board, Free Talk Live, any chat room, any social networking site, MySpace, Facebook, all of these websites that allow you to contact other people within the social network, post your pictures online. Everybody knows about MySpace. Any email service. Any instant messaging service. Any internet content hosting service. Any domain name registration service. Any internet search service. Any electronic communication service. And any image or video sharing service.
Wow. That pretty much covers everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, anywhere where you could, where a user could post content. Essentially, anywhere where somebody on the internet can post their opinion, post a link to a picture, post a video, whatever, you are responsible to snitching out your users to the federal government. Kate Dean of the U.S. Internet Service Provider Association said her members appreciated McCain's efforts to rewrite the current procedures for reporting illegal images, which are currently less than clear. Oh, thank you, Mr. McCain. Thank you for making your laws more clear so we can understand them and obediently follow them.
It's nice to have clear laws.
McCain's proposal comes as concern about protecting children online has reached nearly a fever pitch in Washington. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez gave two speeches recently on the topic, including one Friday in which he said, quote, we must do all that we can to protect our children from these cowardly villains who hide in the shadows of the Internet. 1-800-259-9231. Are you ready to be a snitch for the federal government? How do you feel about this? 800-259-9231. You think it's a good idea? Are we going to protect children? Is this going to result in the abolishment of pornography from the Internet? More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 12, 2006, and gold's at $628.20. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $648.92, $327.01 for half ounce, and $163.50 for quarter ounce coins. That's $648.92, $327.01, and $163.50. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. And you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
that is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, and that includes the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. There's over 900 pages created by listeners like you. In fact, the wiki is something else that could put us in jeopardy from this new law that John McCain is proposing. We'll get back into that in a moment, but you should check it out because it's a lot of fun. It's like the listener editable version of our website at wiki.freetalklive.com. Calm, and let 1-800-Flowers help you celebrate the holidays with a beautiful floral arrangement or centerpiece delivered same day, any day. And you won't even break the bank this year. They offer flowers and gifts from $19.99. You really can't beat that. As for flowers, you can't.
You can't. It'd probably be a smaller arrangement, but to get it delivered the same day and to get flowers where you need to get them,
plus,
that's pretty good.
You mention code FTL when you place your order, and you'll get 10% off. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays and every day. So, we're talking about a very frightening law that is being proposed and, in my opinion, has a real good chance of passing. I mean, if you look at what this article is correct, and CNET's a pretty reputable source, Declan McCullough reporting on this, very kind of libertarian-minded author, enjoy his stuff. He points out that there is a law already on the books requiring internet service providers to snitch out if they come across the information that, let's say, for instance, you start up a website and you put some obscene pictures on it and someone rats you out to the internet service provider, then they become aware of you. It's then apparently their responsibility to snitch you out as the person who have put up those pictures to the federal government. So a similar law already exists on a smaller scale. And this one's been named the Stop the Online Exploitation of Our Children Act. So, I mean, what politician who cares about the children could say no to this?
But you know that this law, this bill, is going to be 700 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be accompanied, they're going to be voting on it amongst 100 other bills that are 700 pages long. These people are not going to read what it is that they are voting for. They're just going to read the title. And the title sounds so fabulous, but it has nothing to do with that. It really just has to do with pushing their agenda.
So, Mr. McCain, again, proposing this law, just to recap, that is going to make it so if you have a blog, if you have a website where users can post content, which is where that's where the Internet's going. Now, back in the late 1990s, there were a few message boards here and there. But most websites were kind of just like informational pages about businesses. And nowadays, as we move into the sort of convergence of the web where people can interact on other people's websites, there's blog post comments, there's social networking sites. As the article points out, even websites like Amazon could come under this particular legislation because you can post reviews on Amazon. You can post user content. So virtually any website that's out there where an individual can post their opinions becomes subject to this law that's going to mandate that the website operator or the blog poster will be liable for up to $300,000 in fines if he or she, the operator, does not report suspicious posts by perverts on their website.
$300,000 is essentially going to just ruin the vast majority of Americans. 90% of Americans are just put under.
Yeah, probably 99% of people with a website or blog would be screwed.
You know, and it just doesn't... $300,000, my God.
It's really really disturbing. It's more of this snitch society, this concept that is very popular in the United States at this time. Well, here's more information on it for you. Again, Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, gave two speeches recently, one of them where he said, "We must do all that we can to protect our children from these cowardly villains who hide in the shadows of the Internet." As though somehow a pervert posting a picture on a website somewhere is putting children in danger. I don't know. I mean, it's a total disconnect. Like, your kids, if they're online, are not in danger from anybody. What puts your kids in danger is when they're 14 and they get on a social networking site and mm-hmm. talk to some pervert who wants them to come over to their house and have some beers and have some sex. That puts your kids in danger. But coming across a picture on the Internet, while some parents might think that that's bad and that they don't want their kids to do that sort of thing, it should be their responsibility to protect their kids from that sort of exposure.
I would agree that it's not a good thing, absolutely, but, you know, when you just let your kid just go willy-nilly on the Internet and do whatever he wants, hey, there's some awful, disgusting stuff on the Internet.
Yeah.
And if you just let your kid and just do whatever he wants on there and you expect me, the government, to watch over your kid, you're not doing a very good job of parenting.
The internet has long been sort of one of the freest places in the world, right, Mark? I mean,
yeah.
Up until recently, you can post virtually anything that you want, and virtually anyone in the world can access it. And that was the wonderful thing about the internet, this unfettered access to information. The information age has been spawned as a result of the internet. And I think it's fantastic. It's done so much for us. It's brought information to our fingertips. I mean, nowadays, we're so used to Google and we're so used to having that information, we feel crippled when it's taken away from us. But that's what they're talking about doing. They're talking about eliminating the freedom that exists on the internet. That's what they're doing. In the name of the children, of course, eliminating
the
freedom.
It's always in the name of the children.
On the internet. These bureaucrats and elected officials in Washington, D.C. are successfully, and if this passes, even more so, are successfully completely eliminating that freedom from the internet. They are turning the internet into a controlled zone where if something violates the law, the individual whose website it is that the law-violating content is on is going to get in trouble for it. And there's more, Mark. There's another section of McCain's legislation that targets convicted sex offenders. It would create a federal registry of, quote, any email address, instant message address, or other similar internet identifier they use and punish sex offenders with up to 10 years in prison if they don't supply it. So when you get out of prison for being a sex offender,
mm-hmm.
you have to give them your internet handles, your email addresses, and if they find you online using a handle later, and you hadn't told the government about that handle, like your little instant message name,
right?
Then you'll get 10 more years in prison for that.
Oh my God, 10 more if you were doing something illegal, or just it's a second degree felony not to tell the cops what your internet handles are?
Yes, you must tell the cops what your internet handles are, your email
address. If you're a convicted sex offender.
Correct.
That is insane.
Then any social networking site must take, quote, effective measures to remove any webpage that's associated with a sex offender. So because social networking site in the law isn't defined, it could encompass far more than just MySpace, Friendster, and similar sites. It could include Slashdot, which permits public profiles, Amazon, which permits author profiles and personal lists, and blogs like RedState.com that show public profiles. In addition, media companies like CNET's networks permit users to create profiles of favorite games, gadgets, and music. Quote, this constitutionally dubious proposal is being made apparently mostly based on fear or political considerations rather than the facts, says the EFF expert. Studies by the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children show that online sexual solicitation of minors has dropped in the past 5 years, despite the growth of social networking services. We'll come back with more. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, FAN.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. For all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of great stuff on the site, and it is totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there, as well as a dial-up version for your listening convenience. Two sizes should fit virtually anybody with an internet connection. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the live streams. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org, though you have like 3 weeks left to become a part of the First 1000 Pledge. And I encourage you to seriously give it some major consideration, because it can really make a difference for liberty in our lifetime.
I'd say that it's our only hope.
FreeStateProject.org. To the phones we go, talking about a very, very scary piece of legislation that is being introduced by John McCain, that freedom fighter. He wants to make it so if you have a website or a blog, and what I would say probably a few million Americans probably have blogs at this point.
A few million?
I'd say probably a few million Americans do.
I don't know if they do anything with them, but yeah,
maybe. It doesn't mean there are a lot of people reading them, but they're out there.
No. They each of them have a couple of friends.
They're going to make it so that if someone posts something obscene on your blog, then you have to report it to the feds. If you don't, you're going to get slapped with up to $300,000 in fines.
Mm.
Also, websites will be required to exclude sex offenders from their user lists. There's all kinds of just insane requirements here. Essentially, again, turning Americans into snitches. Not even paid snitches, but snitches threatened with force. Like,
yeah,
if you don't snitch, you're going to get in trouble.
Cowed into submission.
This is not the America that I want to live in. Look, I don't want to put kids in danger or anything like that, but kids aren't being put in danger by the existence of porn on the internet.
And the statistics show that kids are in less danger than they were 5 years ago on the internet.
Let's go to Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, wow. John McCain. That's Senator John McCain, right?
That's correct.
And that's the guy who's got, you know, a state where he can actually walk around with a gun if you need.
I don't know where he comes from. I'm not sure.
Isn't it Arizona?
Arizona? Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, then it's like you can actually strap a gun to your hip, and he's worried about the internet. But anyway,
well, you can strap a gun to your hip here in New Hampshire, and that's not there's not a problem with that.
But I'm saying it sounds like just another bad law. Like my parental controls are this. Either they have parental controls out there where you can restrict the kid's access, and then also you have to use your own judgment on your kid's own intelligence.
Oh, but Robert, you're talking sense. You have to understand this is a good law for John McCain because it's going to allow him to get up behind podiums when he's running for re-election and say, "I protected the children. I was the one who sponsored the Stop the Online Exploitation of Our Children Act. You should re-elect me."
Here, take a look at this child. It's true.
Yeah.
I saved this child here.
So, yeah. For John McCain, this is a good law. For everyone else in America and for our freedom, not so much.
I keep forgetting that, when we talk about politicians, we talk about people who actually complicate and make our lives impractical. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They try their best.
Any other thoughts for us, Robert?
No, not tonight, guys.
Thanks,
dude. Have a nice...
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
You'll be able to get set up real easy, right? So it's going to make people scared to use the internet, right? The new wealth being created by the internet scares the old world money because
that's
there's like a whole new vein of billions of dollars to be made. So
right.
Just like when the electric was invented, and Westinghouse and Edison, they were battling and everything. They made it look like this electric will kill you. You have to look at the big picture. It ain't really. They're using the kids again as a spearhead. It's only to. This is old world money afraid of a great new potential of wealth.
It's an interesting idea. You're essentially saying that this is going to scare some people away and.
Right, put them out of business. Or create companies to do it for you from the old world money so that they could keep control of it. You'll watch. Now, there'll be companies that will say, here. Let us do your internet stuff for
you. We'll monitor your content for you.
You won't be able to get put set up.
I don't know. I think I see where you're coming from, David, but I don't know how familiar you are with the internet.
No, I'm not. I'm computer illiterate.
Okay, well, let me correct you on something.
I just want to stay away from it because this thing, just like they used to say about the car, it's the devil's wagon.
Oh, that's silly. That's, the internet's a wonderful thing, and there's so many great things that come from
it. It creates great wealth, and it keeps everybody in touch with each other, and that's why they're doing it.
Right. They definitely want to put a chill on freedom of speech on the internet. And it is very chilling what they're talking about doing. But
yeah,
I just want to correct you on something so you can understand about the internet. It's so intricate. There's so much there. I see where you're coming from, the idea about companies monitoring things. That might be possible in some instances, but the content, even on Free Talk Live's bulletin board system with the 1,300 users, is nigh impossible to fully monitor.
Well, then they're going to do it to set people up. Then there'll be a whole bunch of people being busted, and it's going to scare people away from it. And
yep.
They won't use it, and they put them right out of business.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And, David, thank you for the call. We appreciate it at 800-259-9231. And here's why he's right. For instance, let's say, Mark, you go ahead and set up Mark's blog, and
right.
Somebody doesn't like you. Let's say you're, for instance, going to be running for political office here.
The fact is that somebody's bound to not like me because I have some pretty crappy political views as far as the politicians go.
Right, so somebody doesn't like you, and there's this new law that John McCain has passed that requires that you, as a blog operator or website operator, report any obscene content to the federal government. Now, I don't know what the reporting requirements are going to be, but I can imagine it will involve a form. It's the government.
Yeah.
I'm not really going out on a limb on that one.
They do love forms.
So let's presume there's just a simple one-page form that you have to fill out. Maybe it's even an online form you can fill out and send into the National Center for Exploited Children or whatever. You will have to know the definition of what is obscene, because if it turns out that you missed something that's obscene, and again... Now they're expanding the definition of obscene to include all sorts of things that you and I might not necessarily think are obscene. So if it's going to be one of those things, when in doubt, report it, basically,
yeah.
Because you don't want to get slapped
sure.
with a $300,000 fine.
That's why they write them this way.
Somebody who doesn't like you may go through an anonymizing service, anonymize their IP address, and post a picture of something obscene. Maybe something bad, like child pornography, on your blog, which, of course, you will delete if you spot it. And then you're going to have to fill out that report form, because if it was somebody who was, like, essentially running a sting operation on you, as Dave was suggesting, to make sure that you're reporting the appropriate things to the authorities during your campaign for public office, they could post this from this anonymous location, and if you don't fill out that report, they have the fact that they posted that obscene information, and you, as a good little citizen, did not report it, hence, you get slapped with a $300,000 fine. Well, how long are you going to continue operating your blog after that?
You're not. I'm not. I mean, why would I? As a matter of fact, why would I even have a blog if that could happen to me?
Yep.
Most people have blogs, and they just kind of drift away from the blog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if I'm a subscriber to your blog, and you've sort of drifted away from it, and I put something on your blog as a comment.
Mm-hmm. That's obscene.
That's obscene, and you just never even go back.
I guess you'd still be responsible.
I mean, I don't have any blogs. I guess you would. Right. I don't have any blogs, but I do have old email addresses that,
mm-hmm.
if I remember, once every quarter or so, I'll go back and check just to, you know, sift through all the spam and see if anything worthwhile is in there. And, you know, one time I got an email from a friend, and that's the reason I continue to go back.
Right, yeah, I understand.
So, there's probably people out there that have blogs that just don't use them anymore.
Imagine if you have a popular website that people are coming into, not suggesting your blog wouldn't be popular.
but
imagine,
like, all the other blogs are popular.
Yeah, imagine if you had a popular website where people just on a regular basis, not knowing any better, and not really having necessarily any punishment that can come to them. It's the punishment that comes from the web operator,
mm-hmm.
posting obscenities, so-called obscenity, on your site, and you're spending, what, a half an hour a day filling out these papers? A half an hour a day filling out forms?
Yeah.
How long are you going to want to put up with that crap? You're not being compensated. You are being a slave enforcer for the government at the behest of the feds. This is outrageous. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We ask that you support the show by voting for us over at vote.freetalklive.com. We are currently ranked, I think, the number 3. We jumped up to number 1 for a little while, and we're then surpassed yet again. So dropping down to number 3 in the world in the podcast rankings. But we need your vote. If you've yet to do it in the month of December, it's only a once-a-month thing that we're asking for here. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. And then once you're done voting, because it only takes you a moment, then ask a few friends to vote. Maybe send out a few instant messages or a few emails to reliable friends and family member who will take a moment and vote for the show as well. Because it makes a difference. Us being in the top 10, and the higher we are in the top 10, the more listeners, the more internet listeners we will receive. And that means more people discovering freedom and liberty. It's a good thing.
Really, please, please.
Vote.freetalklive.com. Well, speaking of the internet, it's under attack by a man named John McCain and his little bill that he's proposing called the Stop Online Exploitation of Our Children Act. Because, you know, Mark, if you write things down on paper and sign them, all of a sudden, exploitation of children will stop.
As though, you know, you can just write it and it'll be true.
Well, what's going to happen is, no, online exploitation of children, not going to stop. The perverts are still going to get online, and they'll still find ways to get in touch with kids. This law is going to stop freedom of speech. This law is going to put people in jeopardy because of the content that their users post on their sites. When you join the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, you join the community of over 1,300 of our listeners there interacting with one another. There's a simple user agreement that you agree to. That agreement says that we, as Free Talk Live, are not responsible for any content that you post. So if you start a thread with perverted, obscene pictures or whatever, that's your responsibility. If we don't want it there, we may take the opportunity to remove it,
right,
but we aren't responsible for it. It's not my responsibility to go in there and remove content that I deem offensive. And it is not my responsibility to be a police officer, an unpaid police officer for the federal government, to police my entire website, to have my keep my eye open for anything that the government might consider obscene. And again, when in doubt, you probably have to get rid of it, facing $300,000 in fines, which is what these feds are proposing.
Who would want to take that chance? Who would want to take the chance on something borderline on their website? I wouldn't want to face $300,000 on some, you know, blog or some site that I don't make any money on. Yeah. I mean, there's millions and millions of websites out there that people don't make any money on.
Right, so people are just going to give up.
They're
going to throw in the towel.
It just stifles freedom of speech because people are going to stop speaking freely on the internet because they might get fined $300,000.
And how far are we away, Mark, if this law gets passed? And it sounds like it's going to, and there's more reasons to back up the idea that it's going to. For instance, down here in the CNET article, it points out that Senator Chuck Schumer, a New York Democrat, and John McCain, who's a Republican, said they'll introduce similar legislation dealing with sex offenders and social networking sites in January, and the article also gives some other examples of Democrats introducing similar legislation. This is a bipartisan effort. The odds are very good that this law is going to get passed. So you're looking at a major chill out on free speech on the internet. People are going to be scared. They're going to be shutting down blogs for fear of what somebody might post in their comment section, something they might miss, mm-hmm. something they may not report, and something they could get caught in a sting operation for and get screwed yep. by the government. How far are we away from them passing another law that says that, as a blog operator, if you spot any terroristic threatening in your blog post, in your comments area, or on your message board, you are required to turn that information into the Department of Homeland Security, post with, or you'll face 10 years in prison.
I can't see it taking more than 2 years.
I can't.
If
yeah,
it
either.
Worked, quote unquote, worked for mm-hmm. them, to stopping child predators online.
Right. Now we're going to stop terrorists.
Now we're going to stop terrorists.
So,
and in the process, Americans' free speech, this one free speech zone,
the internet
that had
gone.
Yeah,
decimated.
It really is. It's just blown to pieces by these two laws introduced by this bipartisan group of politicians working together
and
to
you
preserve
know,
your freedom.
You know, if I can think of it, they can think of this.
Disgusting.
They can think of this, and then how is a website operator supposed to determine what is a terrorist threat? What is a terroristic threatening post like?
Right. Somebody just ranting?
Right. Again, I
perhaps
hate Bush.
An empty threat?
Right. Scary stuff. Your calls. Let's go to the phones. Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I agree with you guys that I think that this law is not about protecting children so much as it's about control.
Sure.
It's controlling everybody.
And it's conditioning people to get used to the idea of snitching out on their friends, on their neighbors.
Yeah, which was my point that I was going to make. That those laws already exist. There's a whole group of people out there that are already hired to do that. There's teachers, and my wife's in the medical profession. And if they see anything that they even suspect to be child abuse or any kind of personality disorder with the kids or anything like that might be caused by the parents abusing them, they are required to call up the authorities and tell them.
And what
if
they
don't?
If
they
don't,
they could lose their jobs and they could get into other trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's just expanding out. It's just going to get bigger to where every American is a unpaid snitch for the federal government. And this is a frightening idea, because then it just expands out into this terrorist idea. And what about the war on immigration? If you don't snitch out a potential immigrant next door to you, then you might face a fine as well. You're going to turn regular Americans who normally would respect other people's privacy, who normally wouldn't butt into other people's business, into a bunch of busybodies because they're scared of going to jail.
I mean, and how do police officers and the law enforcement agencies enforce this? Do they walk around and say, have you been reporting on your neighborhood, citizen?
I would think they'd be doing sting operations, as Dave suggested earlier.
Yes. I mean, you know.
Do something that should be reported by the law and then find out who didn't report it.
Just sick.
Well, that's how the Nazis kept control in Germany.
Yeah, you know. It's really similar to that.
Yes, about Coleman.
And how they did it in Russia, it's all the same thing. So we got to stop it. What suggestions can you make to try to stop this?
The Free State Project. I mean, really, that's my answer to everything.
I think Downsize D.C. will probably do something about
this. If Read the Bills was in effect, it would certainly be helpful here. I'm sure Jim Babka will get on board on this one. I think Downsize D.C. is our only chance at the federal level. But still, if we can all get together in one state and essentially nullify these bad federal laws and just say no to these, then that could have a real effect as well. Thank you for the call, Matt. We appreciate it. Let's go to Rick in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rick.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey. Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
I have a problem with John McCain's law.
Indeed.
He's a hypocrite, like Ashcroft in the Bush administration previous.
Mm-hmm.
A hypocrite like Alberto Gonzalez and John Yoo, both of whom have helped in codifying torture of children into United States law. John McCain is a hypocrite who wants to codify into law making the click on the Google against the law. If you click on Google today,
yeah,
the painting by Edvard Munch.
Yeah, I saw that up there today.
Yeah, it'll take you to some nudes that Edvard Munch painted in the early 20th century.
Wait, is there another law that he's proposing, or are you talking about the one we're talking about?
I'm talking about there will be criminal penalties for Google should that law go into effect.
So this is another law. You're talking about a separate law.
So-called pornography.
Wait, wait, wait. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. You're talking about a different law that McCain is proposing?
No, no. I'm talking about what will become against the law
if he gets his way.
If this law goes into effect.
Hmm.
Click on Google. You go to... And you know they're going to define those beautiful paintings by Munk as pornography.
They certainly
because
could.
Because they're idiotic bastards.
Yeah, there are really some closed-minded jerks up there.
Ashcroft was putting things over the statue's genitals in the White House.
Right. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
Rick, any other thoughts for us, sir?
They're a bunch of boobs. Hypocrites and boobs.
Thank
and
you for the call.
This law needs to be shut down.
Rick, we'll do our best to spread the word about it, and thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Not only does it deserve to be shut down, but it also deserves to be disobeyed. Again, it is the responsibility, and I'd love to hear from you on this at 800-259-9231. It's the responsibility of a good American, of a liberty-loving American, to disobey bad laws. And you can believe that if this law goes into effect, I ain't going to do squat to enforce it on my website. And you can hear it right here, right now, Mr. McCain. Come and get me, sucker, because I'm not deleting anybody's posts on freetalklive.com. Now, I may decide, someone posts child porn, I'm going to get rid of that. If somebody comes across it, we do have a few moderators on the bulletin board system. But if it's an obscene picture, and there are plenty of them at freetalklive.com's bulletin board system, it's an adult place for adults to interact. And you can come across things like that there. There have been some pretty adult posts on there in the past.
Yeah, I try to avoid them.
I think most people try to avoid them, but they're there, and they ain't going anywhere. What are you going to do about it? Big bad federal government? Go ahead, make an example out of me. We'll just make our show more powerful, just get us more listeners, and hasten your destruction. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you looking?